Unit 5. 1. Listen and choose the groups of words you hear in the sentences. 1. Dr. Feng is giving an operation on the soldier.
2. I need some money to buy a bike.
3. Here is some milk for you to drink.
4. Please knock at a door before you come.
5. At the end, you'll see a hospital.
6. He told me something about his primary school.
2. Listen and choose the phrases you hear. 1. A red box.
2. Talk with us.
3. Find jobs.
4. Tell them the story.
3. Listen and choose the correct answers. 1. Let's go to the window to the world tomorrow.
2. Peter, Tom is seriously ill.
3. How do you like your work as a street cleaner?
4. It's very kind of you to invite me.
5. You are a very good boy.
6. Thank you for your help.
4. Listen and write the missing words. Many children in the rural areas can't go to school because their families are very poor. So it's a good idea to save our pocket money to help them. Many of us have given our money to the Project of Hope. I am sure with our help, more children can go to school. Unit 6. 1. Listen and choose the correct words you hear in the sentences. 1. My mother is very hungry now.
2. Write these words on your pad.
3. Who delivered those packages?
4. Can you lend me some books, Peter?
5. Dad likes football. I like football, too.
6. Mum doesn't like dancing. I don't like dancing either.
2. Listen and choose the phrases you hear. 1. Be full of sand.
2. Play tennis.
At 6:05.
4. On July the 12th, 1995.
3. Listen to the messages and fill in the blanks. 1. It's September 12th. It's 8 a.m. now. Sue is calling. She says,
there is going to be an evening party in the classroom. I'll wait for you at 7 p.m. 2. It's August the 27th. It's 10 a.m. now. Ken is calling. He says,
if it doesn't rain tomorrow, I'll come to see you. 3. It's October 3rd. It's 2 p.m. now. Miss Wu is calling. She says,
I will not come to work tomorrow because my son is seriously ill. 4. It's March the 17th. It's 4:23 p.m. now. Peter is calling. He says,
all the students must join the Walk for Millions tomorrow. 4. Choose the sentences which are similar in meaning to the sentences you hear. 1. This new car belongs to Mr. Black.
2. Mary is going to have breakfast.
3. We waved him goodbye.
4. He said,
it's a lot of money for a house near the town, and we are not rich.